The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this Sunday, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 12 and 13. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide, but the greatest of these is love. And from the 28th chapter of the book of Job, the 12th verse, where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? As I thought this past week about the scriptures, which from ancient times have been read, on this last Sunday before Lent begins, my thoughts turn to some words which are found in another part of Holy Scripture, in the book of Job, where the much suffering Job asks, where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? That question of the much suffering Job has always been the question not only of Job, but also of the entire human race, in its sufferings and perplexities. In the Gospel for this Sunday, the Lord Jesus points to the answer to that question when he says, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written of the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. They will flog him and kill him, and on the third day he shall rise. Where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? The place of understanding, the place where wisdom shall be found, is the place of a skull, Golgotha, that little hill outside the gates of Jerusalem, where we see all too clearly what human beings are capable of. And where we also see God, of whom the holy apostle and evangelist St. John writes, God is love. We see that when God, who is love, came into this world that he made, human beings rejected that love and killed him. Just as St. John says so plainly, when in the prologue to his gospel, he says of God's eternal Son and Word, he was in the world, but the world, though it owes its being to him, did not recognize him. He came to his own home. His own people did not receive him. If you want to know what human beings are capable of, look at the cross of Jesus. And if you want to know the mind and the heart of God, look at the cross of Jesus and see there what the 17th century poet Samuel Crossman calls that love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? The place of understanding is the cross of Jesus. For there we see what human beings are capable of, and who God is, Christ crucified, himself the power and the wisdom of God. There in Christ crucified, we see in all its ugliness what fallen humanity is capable of. And we also see the wisdom of God's redeeming love for this horribly fallen and damaged world. Now the epistle, which from ancient times has been read on this last Sunday before Lent begins, which we again heard just a few moments ago, has often been called St. Paul's Hymn to Love. St. Paul's Hymn to Love. In his second letter to Timothy, St. Paul writes, "All scripture is inspired by God." And that is what the church believes, teaches, and confesses. For when we say in the Creed that the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets, we are confessing the inspiration of Holy Scripture. Now, every careful reader of Holy Scripture knows that there are passages in Scripture which seem very ordinary, and there are other passages in Scripture which are in fact very disturbing. Yet they too are inspired, because in all of them the Holy Spirit is pointing to Jesus. But in the words of St. Paul, in the epistle read on this day, you might say that we can almost feel the breath of the Holy Spirit at work in them. Just listen to what Paul says. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Some interpreters have suggested that these words of Paul reflect his own conduct and behavior in all his work and suffering as one sent by Christ to preach the good news to Jew and Gentile alike. Paul could only do that. Paul could only be that way because he himself had been touched by the perfect love of Jesus for him, who had been Christ's sworn enemy and the enemy of all Christ's followers. Until in his mercy the risen Lord appeared to Paul as he journeyed to Damascus to persecute the church in that city. Paul experienced the perfect love of the Savior, the Savior in whom alone we find the perfect embodiment of these wonderful words. As St. John puts it so simply, we love because he first loved us with that love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Paul goes on to say, love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for knowledge, it will pass away because our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect, and we must surely add, our love is imperfect as long as we live in this terribly fallen world. But it will not always be so, for as St. Paul also writes, when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. For now, we see only puzzling reflections in the mirror, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. How I love these words, even as I have been fully understood. For isn't it true that there is something that remains mysterious, even in those we know and love the best? And isn't it also true that we remain something of a puzzle, even to ourselves? And that's why I love these inspired words of St. Paul. Even as I have been fully understood, understood by God who knows me far better than I know myself, yet loves me still. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? The place of understanding is the place of a skull, Golgotha, where we see all too clearly what human beings are capable of and where we also see God, who is love. Love beyond all understanding. The eternal love which holds all things in his nail-scarred hands. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord.